The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle Streaming Radio. Before we get going with anything, go out and look at, it's not quite finished, go out and look at the brand new Motivation and Muscle site. There's going to be much more on it. I want to thank Douglas Graham. He's one hell of a guy. We work very well together. We're doing a lot of other projects. The Manly Men's Movement is just about done. We've got to send some stuff to Dr. Wong and get his look-see at it, and it's going to be really nice the way it's set up. Anybody's going to be able to go in, make some comments. We want video, and we're going to be doing a lot of video stuff next year with some newer things too. But right now, we've got to go out and we've got to get, obviously, money from the outside to keep this show really rolling. Because, you know, next quarter I'm waiting on Blueberry. If they give me the go with everything and the hardware and all that is produced the way we're going to do it, you know, we're going to have a live half-hour call-in show. And I'm not going to bring them in yet. But we got our good pal Mark Lumbaga on here today, and Mark will be one of the people that I'm going to want to do these half-hour live call-in shows. Mark is, I can testify, he's one hell of a guy, and I appreciate him not only because he's always here, always on time, but go out and look at the knowledge this gentleman puts out all over Facebook, among, I'm sure, many other things. And we want to get Mark, time permitting, as I don't know if everybody knows, Mark and his wife are getting ready to have their first child, so I'm sure they're going to be a little bit tied up for a while, but we want to get Mark much more involved if he'd like to do that with us next year with some writing and things, because this is the way we're formulating things, and there's going to be more and more news. It's very exciting stuff. I could give you a list right now of what's going on, but until we're close to doing it, I don't want to hear, well, you didn't get this done. Well, who cares what you think? We don't care. Also, too, don't forget, stand up, deep breath through the nose, out through the mouth. I am a winner. I am a champion. Keep repeating this, especially going into 2018. You can make some great things happen for yourself. And you know what? No matter how bad you get struck in the head with things, you're going to come out of it. And I know, because we're going to talk a little bit about this today momentarily, we're going to talk about the subject when you're going through hell, and you can add your next line to it, but Mark and I are going to really get into that. Also, too, go out and check out, like I said, FiorelloBarbellCo.com. We are revamping the winner's circle. I just did a 14th module, and that's going to be called, obviously, Winners and Champions, Inc., and Stress, INC, in caps. You're going to love the brand new 14th module, and there's going to be much more with that. I appreciate people's concern and putting forth ideas and all that. But there's one thing I've learned with this reexamination, not only mentally and reconnecting this and that, and obviously everybody knows all the mind stuff I'm doing, I'm passing on to people, and we did our first lesson outside the other day. That was the one where I said I cut my head off, basically, and people are like, why'd you do that? I was like, I wanted to see if anybody was even noticing when I was talking. That all you saw was from my neck down. Quite a few people did. So everyone is paying attention. But we'll be doing our lesson two next week, which is going to be very, very interesting. The subject's going to be why, and it's going to be weightlifting surrounding it. And I'll tell you, boy, do I got a barn burner for that. But that's a whole nother thing. Also, too, we asked for contributions. Can't stress that enough right now. You know, if you're getting stuff from these shows, you know, contribute. I mean, I'm not making anyone pay for these podcasts. Most people do. I love generosity, and that goes on both ends. So anything you can give, you can go out on FiorellaBarbellCo.com, hit the contribute. There's a $25, $50, $100 button. And let me tell you, for those prices, you're getting a hell of a lot, believe me. And it's real easy. It goes right to my PayPal account at FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.R.com. It's very important, you know. Help one another. You know, that's what we do here. Solutions. Also, as I said, our brand new site, motivationmuscle.com. Go out and check that out. It's not fully completed, but man, oh man, it is eye-catching. And there's going to be some changes, obviously, on that menu, but it's killer. And you can sign up now. Right there, there's a brand new box to sign up, and it goes right to my MailChimp account, and away we go. I'm trying to think, is there anything else? Well, don't forget about our YouTube channel. If you go out, Fiorello Barbell Co., just type in Real Men, Real Strength, and you'll get right to us. And there's tons of material out there with more on the way, believe me. As I said, we have Mark Lombaga on with us today, and I'm going to give you a little information about this gentleman. Number one, he's a first level 2 kettlebell instructor. He's a strong first bodyweight instructor. He's an original strength coach, level 2, Philippine boxing team S&C coach, and the Gravity Chamber head coach, strength and movement enthusiast, workshop presenter for MoveU Systems and G.I. Joe Fitness. Man, that is a lot of stuff. Mark, welcome back, brother. It's great to have you, sir.
Honor is mine. As always, it's great to be on the show. So what we got going today, I think a lot of people will get fired up, and I hope that that will initiate action.
Oh yeah. Before we go on, give out anything you need, anything I missed, websites, anything like that, and we will fire right into the show.
Well, you basically got the bio right. It's strong first level 2 kettlebell instructor, and everything else you said was right on the dot. Right now, I just tell everybody to get in touch with me via social media. They could look me up on Facebook. I have my personal page and my professional page, which is Mark Lombaga Gerovic Strong. My Instagram is ML, the initials, ML Gerovic Strong. But those are the best ways to get in touch with me. If they have any questions, they're more than free to send me a message. If I don't reply right away, don't worry. I will get to you. I do my best to answer every single private message that I get.
Awesome. And I forgot to say one thing, and this is going to go right into what we're talking about, and this is going to be something I'm going to be saying a lot. I'd rather die than surrender. And this goes right into when you're going through hell. Go ahead, Mark. Add your line to that, following hell.
Well, actually, since you mentioned G.I. Joe Fitness, that's one of the places where I do workshops.
Yep.
That's where my wife works out most of the time. Whenever they do any of their classes, the instructor would often shout out, "Are you guys going to quit?" And they always answer, "Never." So the reason is that when I add my spin to it, is I say, we never accept failure. We don't mind if you go slow, but we do not accept quitting.
Right, right. Well, you know, this is interesting because I guess we all define our own hells in different ways. But I, you know, one of the things that I think right now that a lot of people are going through, especially with Christmas coming, because I'll tell you why. I don't listen to much media, and I'll tell you one of the main reasons why I don't. I had some Christmas music on this morning. And I love Christmas music. I like the old school stuff. I don't care about any of this falsetto bullshit or any of that you hear. That to me, I'm just not into it. And all they say, and I have to turn it off because I can't listen to it, and then come back 5 minutes later after they've done 15 commercials and turn the radio back on if I'm downstairs. You know, all we got to hear is, oh, my God, it's so stressful. And, oh, my God, I got to go out and do this. And this one's having a Christmas party this year. And they want you to bring your own food. What is that? Do you agree with it? Blah, 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 blah. And I'm saying to myself, you know what? You deflate the whole point of the happiest time of year. I mean, if anybody hasn't listened to it, you got to go back and listen to the show I did with Carmen Caputo the other day. Let me tell you something. It was called Do You Believe in Santa Claus? It was incredible. I mean, like Mark, like so many people, I don't think we try intentionally, but I think we topped any show I've ever done with Carmen with that show. It was the idea of Santa Claus being bigger than life. And isn't that what it's all about? Isn't your dream bigger than life? Isn't it something you want to go after? And getting back to the stuff with the radio is this. You're being force-fed, once again, something to believe. Christmas is nothing but a hassle. You got to travel. You got to go out and buy gifts. You got to make this big, elaborate dinner. And already you've created a hell for yourself before the day even comes. I was out yesterday. You just see people. They're like white-knuckled, holding the steering wheel as hard as they can, or some stupid assholes on a phone when they're driving. And you know damn well they're looking down. Well, you're going to have rear-end hits all over the place because it's just... It's like a maze of wildness, you know? And I was thinking to myself when I got home yesterday, and thankful that I got home in one piece, believe me, is this. What kind of hell should you be going through at Christmas? I'm like, this is when you should be renewing everything for yourself. Going and seeing people maybe you haven't seen in a few years. Maybe you're going to mend some fences that needed to be mended years ago. Like this weekend, even though it's not Christmas, I go down to the cemetery at least a couple times a month on a Sunday, you know, with everything going on. And obviously everybody knows that's where my dad and Jimmy are. And I go down there and I probably sit around there and talk to him for about 15 minutes, no matter the weather. It could be snowing out 10 feet. I'm still there. That's what it's about. It's not about putting you and your life through hell every day of the week. And I find this with everything now out there, if you're going to listen to media or play with your texting and all that. Everything now is nothing more, it seems like, than it's overblown. Everything's a big concern. I don't know if you're going to get through it, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And you know what? The more you keep doing that to yourself, folks, the more and more you're going to keep energizing that feeling in you. And that is not something that you want revolving around you all the time. Because as we talk about, and I'll give it right to you, Mark, what you think about most, you attract. And if you think I'm full of shit, keep listening to these fools and keep partaking in it. Even when you're not consciously thinking about what they're saying, you're still listening to it. So, your subconscious is obviously digesting this type of talk. Keep doing that. Watch what's going to happen. You're going to keep getting reminded, oh, you know, accidents, this, that. Next thing you know, you're going to have a fender bender. Or you're going to go into a store like I saw recently. I lost my phone. Well, where did you have it last? I don't remember. They left it on a shelf somewhere. Who knows? You know, or you get in an argument with somebody for no reason. This is what I'm talking about. These are the things you need to get away from, and you need not to create your own hell even with that stuff. Go ahead, Mark, take it.
Okay, here's something I didn't tell you that happened around this time last year.
Okay.
Now, I remember early this year when we were talking, I was telling you that I kind of had to relocate, correct?
Yeah.
My old gym closed down.
Yeah.
Now, here's what a lot of people don't know. 10 days before Christmas, the city government went into my old gym, and then they said they were going to shut it down.
Yep.
And I was the most senior guy on the floor. So with that being said, what did I have to do? I had to be the one to literally pull the plug.
Right.
And for me to be in that facility since day zero, I was there hauling some of the plates, putting in some of the flooring. That was probably one of the most painful things that I had to do. And here's what's even harder. That same day, I had to travel to a friend's gym, and I had to teach a workshop.
Yep.
So could you imagine? I had to pull the plug from, quote-unquote, my own house, and then teach at someone else's place. And it was already the Christmas season. But I had to do what I had to do, so I put off the main power switch, hauled off some of my equipment, put them in the trunk of my car.
Yep.
And then I had to head over to my friend's gym and then brave the Metro Manila traffic, which is a gamma-radiated New York traffic during rush hour. But I had to do it anyway. So, but after that, I said, it is what it is. I can't do anything about it. No more. It's pointless. It's useless to cry over spilled milk. I said, Christmas is nearby. Focus on that. And this year, they are building this train, the railways. They're expanding the railways, and they're adding new stations that will pass by my neighborhood. And the traffic right now is bad. Let's say they're 3 blocks from where I live.
Yep.
The traffic, you could already see the traffic. So earlier this day, I had to go to my wife's gym and drop off something. I just parked the car a few blocks and walked. And
yep.
That's what you got to do what you got to do. I mean, we all have some things to deal with, but the more you think about it and the more it gets to you, then you start to attract negativity. So I would always say this, why not just change the way, these are things that are beyond your control, then why should you even bother thinking about it? You should just change the way you look at things. But things that are within your control, why should you let that get a hold of you? You're the one in control, not the habit, not the thing.
Exactly. And you know, and this is what I want to tell people, because there's so much here we can hit upon. You know, you made a good point. Why get off what's going on? And I know it's hard at times. Look, we've all had our collisions with a lot of things through our life. If you're not, you're not alive. But, you know, when you are going through this mess, and Mark hit it right on the nose, it's Christmas. Get away from whatever it was and concentrate on Christmas. Concentrate on the love you have for your family, going out and getting your Christmas tree, putting it up. I have to decorate mine tomorrow. I got it here Thursday. It's all opened up now. It's gorgeous. In fact, I wouldn't do it, but, man, it looks so nice. I don't even know. I was thinking this morning, boy, I don't even want to put lights on it. But with the kids and everything coming over, I mean, and it looks great when you do that. But the tree just looks so beautiful, so stout. But he's right. You got to concentrate on things like that. And I'm going to now revert back to what I feel is the greatest thing of all. And if you listen to my first lesson the other day, I call it strength resolve. And strength resolve encompasses what you're doing outside in the weight room. And they'll say, well, what does that have to do with going through hell? The hell you put yourself through out there, and it's a hell I embrace. I create my own hell out there, if you even want to use that word. Hell can be used in many versions. What it is you go out there and you do something with goals in mind, obviously, or sometimes you just go out there on a wing and a prayer, and you go out and do something magnificent. You go out and break that record. You go out and try. No, we don't use the word try. You go out and do something new, no matter what the outcome is. No matter if you have to drop your weights by 200, 300, 400 pounds. See, this is what I got in some stuff with some people a few weeks ago. And I was telling them what I was doing, and, you know, the squat alone, initially, I had to drop my squat over 200 pounds, dead stop. And they're like, out of your mind, you know, this, that, and the other thing. I said, no, I'm not out of my mind, because I found something here that I feel is going to pay the dividends. All that stuff, man, why do you want to be doing that now at this point and all this? Because I said, I feel that the middies right now are going to be the thing that's going to get me over the top with anything I want to do, whether stone-wise, sandbag-wise, weights-wise. But the thing is, and you're going to see this with most people in this industry, because as I was telling Matt Dahl, who was on the other day with me, they had this show on PBS the other night, and I came in the middle of it because I usually don't flip through that channel, but they were talking all about basically the fitness industry. Now, this woman who's a teacher, and I bet she had to be in her 50s. She was in great shape, and they were doing some pretty intense things at times. So it got my attention, and one of the things she said, maybe 1%, 2% is legit in all this stuff. And I got to thinking, I said, she's damn right, because if you just look at most of the matinee characters out on Facebook who only show you basically their best lifts. They never show you when they fail or when they're not in their top peak shape and all that. It's not realistic to the majority of people that are walking around out there. This is why they live through a hell when they pay all this money and get nothing in return. Now, it can work on both sides of the coin, too, because it's not up to me or Mark or anybody to carry you. We can be there for you, instruct you, help you, motivate you, but when it comes down to it, you're going to be the one that's got to have the ultimate hunger. But getting back to what I see with the weights here and all that, when you build that strength resolve, life becomes a little more gentler to you in a lot of ways. And when it's not, that's when you basically have to do, I'd rather die than surrender. And it's got to be that mentality, because you cannot do anything without knowing that it's either me or it. Now, I was telling Mark that I had a, well, I wouldn't say words, but a discussion with somebody the other day that said, you know, given it 3+ years, don't you think maybe it's time to think about something else? Go back to the IT world? I said, you're out of your mind. Never. Never. And that's the difference between me and a lot of people, is I'm not just saying it. I didn't get into it just to give it a month. I got into this for a lifetime. I've been in all types of physical stuff for a lifetime. This is just another branch from the nucleus of the strength resolve. And I'm going through a lot of hard times now, as everybody knows. A lot of us are. A lot of people, I know a lot of people with businesses that had their credit card charged to the max. Things aren't looking real well, but yet I don't hear any of them saying I'm going to drop out. Because eventually these things are all going to claw and nail to something big. People have said some great, great things to me too. You know, your voice is going to get caught up by somebody and you're going to be sailing, or you're going to have your live show, or this or that. And I appreciate that. Or like Matt says, Matt's one of the biggest supporters here of the show too. He says to me, I'll tell you right now, he goes, I feel that you, like a lot of people, but especially you, you're one click away from hitting something big all the time, because you can't do the things you're doing and just sit still or sit tight for any more length of time. And I was like, well, that's the idea. So everyone's going through whatever they call their own hell, but there's things that you can do to hit it head on. I mean, you know, you have to have like a Spartan-like mentality with a lot of things. I mean, I've stripped myself down to everything. I mean, as of Monday, I'm canceling my phone. I'd rather have the money you put into my body. I'll have another phone. Doesn't matter to me. You know, Spartan-like life again. You know, I don't even know if I'm going to keep my car in the road. I can do that, but maybe I start walking or riding my bike even in the winter. I don't know. I haven't thought that far ahead. But these are all things that toughen you up. So when you got to face some bastard head to head, you annihilate them if you have to. That's what it is. And if you don't go with that type of mentality, your hell is going to keep growing. And a lot of that might sound harsh to people, but I've always been one that will never be a punching bag for anybody, and I will never be on bent knee to anybody other than going to church and kneeling down at church. That's it. I don't kneel to anybody else. Take it away, brother.
You were mentioning about going through hard times and how we have to stick it out, right?
Yes, now, sir.
One thing I could share that I have learned a lot from my being a fanatic, as I would call myself, of physical culture is when I was still dabbling into wrestling, I always enjoyed the clinch.
Yep.
Now, why was this? I found out that the clinch for most contact sports is that's where you can make or break someone, because some people, when they're good, when they're from a distance, it's once you clinch them, that's when you can break them down and start capitalizing on their mistakes, on their errors. So in life, that's basically how I've seen it, because when you're tied up, you just have to keep on fighting and fighting, and if you stay smart, stay tight, don't get careless, eventually you will have that one window of opportunity where you can capitalize it. So it's not always going to be pretty. I was actually going to say that we're going to have to do a Rocky Balboa and a Clubber Langa. He had to take literally have to take hits so that he could tire out Clubber, then impose his plan.
Yep.
That's how it is. We have to take the hits. We have to take the bruises. We have to stay in the scramble.
And yep.
Especially now in Christmas season, because the traffic jams are getting really bad. People are all in the malls lined up, that everyone's shoving and pushing. That's the sad truth. That happens here too. It happens in other countries, not just America.
Right.
So that's the thing. We have to see these things, and we have to plant our feet hard and keep grinding and not let these things get to us. Because the moment we break, that's when we lose our footing, and that's where we lose it. So being strong also goes out of the gym and in the weight room. It's not just about how much you lift. I mean, you should slowly practice applying the lessons that you learn in the weight room to what you do in other aspects of your life. And I always teach this to a lot of my trainees. I always say, the things that I share with you here, that they also apply to life. One step at a time, proper setup, plant your feet, do everything with precision, with integrity. You do not want to approach a weight if you are going to just do it half-assed.
Right.
All of this also applies to everything in life. And there was this video circulating. It was by Fabio Zonin and Pavel Masek. And Fabio was always saying that when you hit a sticking point,
yep,
that you have to fight it with all your might. And he was saying that cowards cheat. And he was kind of exaggerating that how when your form changes and you kind of like jerk it out and you're trying to get the weight up, but you're basically not maintaining your integrity. That's basically cheating, and that shows that you have no honor and no courage. And he was saying that if you know you're going to miss a rep, you bring it down the way you were supposed to bring it up. That's basically what us strong first instructors say, missing like a professional. So you have to also know when there is a time that if you're going to fail, you have to know that you're going to have to fail with integrity. And as the warriors of old would say, if you're going to have to die on a shield.
Yeah. With that, hey, look, enough people don't realize what really going through hell is. They think little things are big things, and they're not. You know, you look at people, I've known people that faced cancer, all, you know, hey, look, my brother Jimmy, man, I say it over and over again, he had to be going through hell, anguish, but you know what? It was always the idea that he had people around him that cared for him and cared about him. And he was, I can tell you right now, one of the most loving people, if not the most loving person I've ever met. And he had nothing but things stacked against him every day of his life. But the thing I believe that was so unique about him is, even though, I never said anything to him. I mean, obviously, I think Jimmy lived a few years longer than he should have. And I'm positive it was not only the family, but all the friends and the people that poured in here all the time. I think it was just, I don't know if I can pinpoint it. I mean, obviously, a loving home, the whole thing. But I gotta believe down deep he had this vigor for life like I've never seen before, because think about this. You can walk, you start stumbling and falling, the next thing you know, you're in a wheelchair the rest of your life. Think about that, folks. I couldn't even fathom that. You know, I mean, it's like, wow, you talk about getting dealt. And that's the only thing I can think, because how many times have I told you, we took him everywhere, man. I mean, think about this. All the kids are playing on a beautiful, sunny, warm day, and you're sitting in a wheelchair having the time of your life. And there's nothing wrong with him mentally, so don't think there was mental stuff. None. That kid had an IQ higher than most people that was on the field. It was never even a question of that. So, you know, I look at him, and I just can't imagine what he was going through. And maybe he didn't even think about it. I don't know. You know, when you're that age, you're like 8 or 9 years old, you know, I'm not thinking about that. Other than, you know, I've talked about the Hulk. because, you know, you have that fear. You know, can I get this? It's almost like if I go near Jimmy, am I going to catch muscular dystrophy? Well, no. And most people say that's a dumb thing to say. Well, when you're coming from an 8 or 9 year old kid, that isn't a dumb thing to say or ask. And it's very important. But, you know, you find from Jimmy, especially in me, I'm speaking about me. And, you know, I've talked about my brothers and sister. You know, everybody's physical as hell. It definitely had impact on me like nothing else. You know, I mean, to start lifting weights at 10 years old. You know, Jimmy died a few years after that. Getting in, you know, always in the comic books. But as I said, the Hulk. Why? If that's not a symbol of strength, I don't know what is. I mean, we're talking comic book books. So what? You can take anything and make it real. And that was always so real. I mean, I'm a Hulk fiend still to the day. You know, I like superheroes and all that. But, you know, that's what I talk about. When you're going through hell, go through a little bit more of it. Kick hell right in the ball, so to speak, and keep going. And get your face smashed in and get up and keep going. And it's the only way you're ever going to get through things that basically want to take you and tie you up and basically have you by the throat. I think we are more than enough strong. And I love it from the weight room. But I think people have taken that facet of their life and shut it off. Mainly because the world teaches you more and more to be docile. You don't need strength. You don't have to go out and hunt anymore. You know, you don't have to protect people, et cetera, et cetera. Bullshit, man. Those are primal instincts in both men and women, especially men. And that's what's happened. They've taken something to me that's so beautiful and so primal and stamped it right into the ground. And that's why I think so many men and women are going through a private hell emotionally all the time because they don't know where they belong. Everything they're doing is judged. You look what's going on in America right now with all this horse shit with Hollywood and these politicians and all these women. You know something? I've said this on other shows. Nobody has the right to put their hands on you. But I'm telling you right now, every one of those women pretty much were of age or older. Well, why did they let these guys do what they did to them, quote unquote? But we're finding out more and more now that these accusations that are being made are false. Not with everybody, but a few people. All right? So what was their intent? Think about that. So I'm going to give it back to Mark, but unless we know where our place is in the world, and you're going to be shifting all over the place, but you have to know what you are. I am a man. I am a woman. What can I do to make each other better? What are the things I'm better in than a man, and what are the things I'm better than in a woman? And that's where it's been all skewed, because everybody's telling you we can do each other's jobs, maybe to a point, but let's face it, man. Maternally, women are better, I think. Men love their boys and daughters, but a woman that carries you for 9 months, they got to have a little bit of connection. These are the things, in my opinion, that have all dropped off and we've lost. And this is why we don't know our place, a lot of us in society. And this is the big hell, I feel, where it's all stemming from. Take it away, Mark.
You were talking about what people always say. And remember back in the day, up to early this year, you were always reading the line from John Wooden.
Yeah.
He would always be saying that, be very concerned about what you think of yourself rather than the opinion of others. This comes first, then the opinion of others. And I believe several times we've talked about it, I would always be quoting that or saying something in that context. And that's the thing. Men have different roles in society than women. Now, you men are supposed to be protectors and providers. Doesn't mean that they can't be loving people, but their primary roles are protectors and providers.
Yep.
Women have a different role. A man supports and raises a family with the help of his wife. Keyword, with the help.
Yep.
So, and what happens is sometimes I'm seeing people that it's kind of switched around. And why is that? Because there's so much. And I have nothing against it, but with so much girl power, and then now you're saying that guys can be docile, guys can be tame. You see what happens? Men are getting emasculated. Men are losing their aggression. I believe that aggression is supposed to be part of being a man, of being a male, to be specific. You should never lose that aggression. What you should learn is how to control your rage. That there's a difference between aggression and there's a difference between rage. If anyone looks at young boys, they will always be roughhousing. It's part of growing up. That's in their nature. It's planted in them. That's the same reason why women, when they're little girls, they want to be admired. They want to be queens. They want to be princesses. It's hardwired into their brains.
Yep.
But you have to make that distinction. Now, that's the problem. Once people start skewing things, people start misinterpreting things, that's where things will go wrong. And you were talking about Jimmy. And Ben, every time you talk about Jimmy, I have nothing but respect for him. God rest his soul. And
thanks.
I always say this. There are two things that I would say would make you a legitimate badass in my book. If you go into war and you come back unscathed and you are awarded a medal, regardless of what medal you're awarded, and or you survive a life-threatening disease such as cancer or something similar, you are a badass in my book. What happens nowadays is people look at some things and then they think all of a sudden they're a badass.
Yep.
Nope, sorry. Unless you get into those, you fit in those two categories, everything else is but secondary.
Yep.
And at the end of the day, we have to focus on the most important things. Is that, are we being better people to society? Are we helping uplift others? Are we setting the example? As we always say here, are we being leaders?
Yep.
If we're not doing these things, maybe it's time we should also examine ourselves. Maybe it's time we should really reflect what should we do and what are the things we should change.
Life is never going to be perfect, and that's the thing you got to get over with.
It never was.
That's the beauty of living. What do you want to do? Do you want to get through it? Do you want to triumph over it? What is it that you want to do with your life, and what are you willing to give to get? See, that's what it is now. Most people are not willing to give, and then they're sitting in this pool of they don't know what. And we just talked about whose identity is what now? Who's who? Who's who? Look, I'll tell you right now, one of the reasons I love the Hulk more than anything is because I love rage. But what they try to do with rage is make you out to be some kind of nut job that needs to be shackled and put away. That's the problem we're facing now, I think. I'll speak just for America, but I see in the world, there are no outlets. Thank God I got lifting. Because I've said this before, with all the shit with the business and money and everything, I would have broken half 3 years ago or 2 years ago. You know, it's the basis of not only my family, it's the basis of the FBC stone yard out there in the back and the steel. I draw from a well that most people probably never get to. This is why when I talk about, we're doing this or we're putting this out or I'm teaching this lesson, Mark will tell you, Mark's read it. I've read things Mark has done. I mean, Mark's a hands-on guy, all right? It's the same with me the other day. I was out there, I was kind of joking, but I wasn't when I did that first lesson. I don't have a staff. I don't have anybody running this camera. So what you see, you might just get. The board's flipping on me. I'm grabbing it. So what? When I go out and do that, you know damn well I'm doing it where I'm doing my work. And that should mean something to you. Not so much, I'm not saying it from an ego standpoint for me, but that should show you that no matter what, I do what I'm telling you I'm going to do. I'll be out there teaching lessons if it's snowing out, and that's the day I have to do it. And people say to me, are you out of your mind going out there? You're going to get sick. It's like, fuck you. Stop worrying about me. Stop making the excuses for yourself, because that's usually what people are doing when they're coming down on you about everything. I'm old enough to know if I can go out there or not. If I feel it's not a win-win, I don't go out. But 9 times out of 10, I'm out there. I've mentioned this about my brother-in-law, Dan, and I, when, you know, obviously he's got 5 kids and responsibilities, and it's not as easy for him to come over like he used to. But before they had all the kids, Natalie might have been born then. Dan and I would be out in snow up to our knees walking the Hoosa Steel Stones, all lit up in the yard, having the ball of our life. And we say this, we still joke about it. While everybody else is in there staying warm, we're out kicking the world's ass. And this is where people got to realize what metaphorically a lot of this stuff means. But I don't always mean it that way. I mean it seriously. Is how come you're not out doing something like that? Even have you ever gone out on a snowy night and just walked? It's the most beautiful thing you'll ever see in your life if you haven't done it. The sky usually is gray. You might not be able to see much in front of you, but you get that feeling in your soul like you've never had before. You're alive. Alive. I mean, that feels damn good. I don't know what dead feels like, but I'll get there at some point. But what I'm saying is alive. You start thinking positively. You start thinking, you know, I always have a small recorder on me. Why? Because there will be times that things will come into my head that I said, geez, I can do a podcast or write an article or do a podcast with, say, Mark about it. Why? Because you're not going to remember that 5 minutes later. So grab hold of all that. And, you know, Mark reminded me, because I always have the books like Wooden and you know, of Stones and Strength and all that stuff. And I'm going to read this quick, and I'm going to give this right to Mark because I know he'll appreciate this. And this all goes with what we're talking about. John Wooden, The Opinion of Others. This was Coach John Wooden with Steve Jamison. Do not become too concerned about what others may think of you. Be very concerned about what you think of yourself. That's what we're talking about today in here. We talked about what are our roles now. Why are men and women so confused and at one another? Too often we care more about a stranger's opinion of us than our own. Your opinion of yourself begins on the inside. There we go again. What do I talk about that I'm working on all the time? Build from the inside out. You're not going to get anything from the outside in. Your opinion of yourself begins on the inside with your character. What do you believe in, and are you willing to stand up for it despite what others may think or say? It's what my dad meant when he said, be true to yourself. This comes first, then the opinion of others. And I've always added what my pop said to me among many great things, be a leader, not a follower. I know that's different. We never break in with that stuff, but go ahead, Mark. It's all yours. Take your time.
Well, as you always say, it's always about, okay, what do we do? And I said this a few months back, and I believe I even posted it on my Facebook and my Twitter. Everything you do, approach with integrity, execute with control, and be guided by love.
Yep.
If you follow those three things, those are already guiding principles for life, and you just have to remind yourself on a daily basis how to do those things. What's happening nowadays is it's always about attention. It's always about validation. Whenever I would get emails,
yeah,
and then people would always be saying, "Oh, but this and that," and I would say, "Look, why are you doing this? Are you doing it for yourself, or are you doing it for the validation or the attention that you're going to get from other people?" And then they would say, "For myself." So if that's for yourself, then what everyone else says doesn't matter. And I think it was last year when you asked me to write an article and I said the value of N equals 1?
Yeah.
Meaning, at the end of the day, if what I do works for me, that's all that matters. It doesn't matter if it doesn't work for anyone else, as long as I don't come in and be an ass and pretend like I'm all high and mighty. I hate it when you hear people, they say that, "Oh, I do this, and do that." And then I would ask, "Can you tell me why it works, whatnot?" And then, "Oh, I'm just sharing what works for me." And I just say, off the bat, if you said that, then we would have no problem. Don't pretend that you know high and mighty. If you say, this is what worked for me, then we're good. That's all that matters. But don't kind of like shove it up my throat, or don't shove it up anyone else's throat. That's when we're going to have a problem. And that's the problem with everyone nowadays. Everyone wants to shove their opinion down everyone else's throat. Now, there are two types of opinions. One that really matters, that one that bears weight, because the person has skin in the game and the person is willing to suffer whatever consequences would follow based off their opinion. And the second one is just what other people just want to say, because they just want to have something to say, but it doesn't really bear much weight. So at the end of the day, you have to choose. Where does your opinion lie?
Yep.
If you feel that it's geared towards the second, then maybe you should just keep it to yourself for the meantime, gather more information, gather more experience, then you could move, then you could say something so your opinion becomes the first one. Now, I was watching the series Luke Cage a few months back.
Okay.
And one of the songs there by Jidenna, Long Live the Chief, has a line that goes, you can either lead, follow, or get out of the way.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, you have to make a choice. But as for me, and I believe as for anyone over here at M&M, we choose the first. We will choose to lead.
Yep.
We do not choose to follow. We will not get out of the way because we know what we're doing is going to help others. So we're also going to lead others so that they could become leaders themselves.
Yep.
Now, if anyone has any questions, I always tell them, don't be afraid to ask. You will at times feel like a fool, or you will be a fool because you're starting out. But that's part of the process. You never kick ass before unless you got your ass kicked first.
Yep.
So you got to learn how to lick your wounds, build up, get stronger, and then you could become the ass kicker yourself. So, yeah, I know we're close to time, so I'm going to give out my information. It's, again, Facebook, guys. Just look, type out my name, Mark Limbaga. The professional page is Mark Limbaga, Bureau of Xtrong. I keep on giving out both because most people still email me on my personal page, and I'm cool with that. But since I'm almost maxed out on friend requests, and I'm saving the slots for people who I really would get to interact with, and I mean no offense to others if I don't accept your requests, please follow my fan page. Fan page / professional page. I would still answer any questions over there and spend a few minutes. In fact, yesterday a friend of a friend was emailing me since I was at a boxing tournament, and he said, "Oh, I missed you by 5 minutes." And he said, "Well, if I'm still around in the next few hours and you can swing by, I'd gladly spend a few minutes and chat with you. So just let me know."
Yeah.
And yeah, going back, Instagram, it's MLGurevicStrong. Guys, we support the show. It's pure, unadulterated badass, and you will learn a lot. I mean, I listen to the show as both a guest, but I also listen to the show as a fan. So I would listen to shows with Dr. Wong a lot. And I also miss Frank Devonthal and everyone else. I mean, you listen to everyone, every show, even the solo shows. It's never a bad thing to pick up new information. And sometimes you get an opinion that's a lot like yours, but it gives a different angle. You learn something new.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot of good things. I mean, we got Russell Furs coming back here next week, I believe it is. Jake Reynolds is on. Jeff King. Bill Crawford, I can't wait, will be on next Saturday with us because, you know, this show has really started a stone revolution everywhere. I mean, I hear from the guys all over the place. It's real interesting. Ryan, who's been on here before, is a big stone guy who's from America. You know, he's going over to Iceland in July. He's trying to get me to go with him then. You know, it's all going to be a matter of where we're sitting financially. But as usual, I'm out there training to go away again and doing big things. So don't make that private war with yourself hell. You know, beat it, and beat it. And, you know, when you fail and things get down, all I can say is you just keep going. I'm doing a lot of stuff. I got so much stuff I want to release, not only mentally, but what I'm doing structurally here. It's just Right now, we're just pegged with everything. But I'll tell you what, folks, if you like what we talk about here and you like it, some of the stuff that I've done in the products, you're going to be amazed at what's coming out of here, because I've got like 3 years bleeding out on me right now that I just want to put together, and I will get it done. Four books that you should really think about, and I've talked about them quite a bit. Tough Times Never Last, But Tough People Do, Robert H. Schuller. Lombardi, What It Takes to Be Number One, Vince Lombardi Jr. This is one that's real interesting. It's called The Ultimate Man Survival Guide. It's pretty cool the way things have been done in it. You want to go out and take a look at that. That's Frank Miniter, M-I-N-I-T-E-R. And obviously, if you know me and the Power Rack, there's two people that had the main influence on me. That was Anthony DiTillo. He's written a couple books. The one I'm reading and rereading is called The Development of Muscular Bulk and Power. Remember, he's in the old Iron Man, and he wrote a little bit from Milo, so you can catch Anthony there. And, of course, John McKean, who I'm going to be speaking to, I hope, within the next hour. We are doing so much stuff I call mashing middies in the Power Rack. This, by far, other than probably learning how to lift some stones, this stuff will annihilate you. And as I've told people, you're going to have to probably drop a lot of your weights down at some points quite a bit, because there's no leverage here at all in the middle of the lift. I mean, you can get good leverage from the bottom, and of course the top, you ought to be able, if you're very strong, you could probably put a house on your shoulders and lift it. But in the middle point, there is nothing, and the movements I'm doing are like incredible. Now, I'm not going to give you the gentleman's name because we're going to get into this with John, I'm sure. There's two people in the 40s and 50s that set records in track and field doing the middies like this, among going to the top and everything. I'll give you a little taste of it. One gentleman pressed from lockout 1,070 pounds doing this routine. And I've seen it in print. John sent me an article, and John, I hope we can twist his arm and finally get him on, but I know he's going to write some articles and stuff for us, and I'll tell you, he's 70 years old, I believe, and he's back in the rack training like he did 50 years ago. I mean, he is absolutely incredible. So we're going to be getting into more and more of this down the road. This is Motivation Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. Go out to, well, you know, don't forget, you're all winners and champions. You need to practice that very, very hard. Also, too, go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Winner's Circle is being changed name-wise. Winners and Champions, Inc. There's some updates. There's a new module. If I can get my niece Olivia over here before the end of the year, I want to do one thing for sure, because I've got so many requests for it through the year. How do you do this tri-quad dead stop start squat? It's very interesting, because I'll go over it quickly. Number one, you want to use a bar that you don't really care a lot about, because one of the things you have to do is you have to drag the bar against the post and the power rack. But think about this, folks. You're going to have to be quite an athlete. You don't hold the bar with your hands. So think about the balance you're going to have to build and the trap work and everything you're going to have, because I'll give you a hint. You're taking the sides of your hands and pushing them against the middle of your thigh to raise that beast. And I figured a way now to do a two-way lift with it at different positions. Wait till you see this. I'm not going to show that initially. I'm just going to go in, show you some form work, do a few sets, and that ought to get you started. But that's going to be Module 15 coming. It's going to be very interesting stuff. So more to come. Also, too, contributions. We ask. Some give, some don't. If you've gotten something from this show, please contribute to the show. I see this all over these shows that supposedly, quote, unquote, are six-figure shows. They're asking for money all the time. I don't know what they're getting on their bottom line, and I don't care. I care about our family, our new listeners, the young ones that are coming in here. You know, we're going to be talking more. I just talked to Bill Crawford, who's going to be on here this Saturday. His son, Billy, is doing amazing things, and he just wrote a killer article for the brand new Milo, which I got yesterday. It's one of the better ones I've read in quite a while. Our good friend John Bruni's on there. I thank John for sending me his new book. We're going to be talking on that and the nice note he sent me. Thank you, John. So you're going to see some great stuff next year. Obviously, Charlie and Lawrence will be back, and I want to talk to Lance and a few other people, and we want to get their kids on, of course. I'm waiting to hear from my brother-in-law. I want to get Maggie and Danny on either separately or one or together. That'll be real interesting. Also, to go out to motivationmuscle.com, check out the new website. Thank you, Douglas Graham, for all the help with that. Check that out. It's gorgeous. It's not finished yet, but man, oh man, it is presentable. Let me tell you. Go out and just look at all the shows Mark and I have done. Do a slash category slash podcast. You'll see all those. This show will be up tomorrow or possibly tonight, depending on what's going on. Also, too, sign up for our free newsletter. It goes right to my MailChimp account, and that's the only place you can do it. If someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to give them five words of inspiration. That'll change your life. Also, go out to iTunes and Stitcher. Give us a five-star review. That's what we've gotten. We thank everybody. AHA is AHA directory for your radio. You get M&M 24/7 on your car. Anytime, in your car, out of your car, wax your car, you can listen to us all the time. If there's a show you'd like Mark and I to do, Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.R.com. As my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. If you're going to lift it, bend it, break it, twist it, squat it, pull it, press it. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. And as the great Hoos of Steel Stone Crusher says, in blood red, domination, we are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone's. Dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. No one will ever clip our balls. And Russell Furrow will be on with us next week, who said this to me at the very beginning of M&M. When I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone coming out of my speakers. Man, you ain't seen nothing yet. But that's what we do here. We build men and women. Women have testosterone in them too, believe me. And they got more than most men do, because most men are full of estrogen, unfortunately. But once again, we are going to change that too. We already have. Also too, Frank Klein, my greatest college professor, repetition, repetition, repetition. My pop, be a leader, not a follower. John Ridge was just like a father to me. We lost him 3 years to cancer in August. He'd walk every patient in the door and say, keep smiling. Say that on your best day or worst day and let me know what you feel like. And I've told this story. Bob, who works at a big grocery store, I met him one day when I was having a crushing week. And he said, hey, young fella, how you doing? I said, great, Bob. And I'm not going to tell people what's going on. People don't want to hear it. He said, really? I was like, yeah. He said to me, keep smiling. And I stopped. I was like, are you kidding me? And I said this to a couple people. I said, well, maybe he went to John Ridge. I said, I doubt it, but I'm going to ask him. I asked him. He said he never heard of John Ridge. You don't think John Ridge just spoke through Bob to me? That's changed my life in a lot of ways, because even though they're not physically around you, I don't care what you believe, that came from John. There's no doubt in my mind. There's no other way I can even think of it. He never even met John. So don't feel down on your luck. Something's going to happen, believe me. Also, too, be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Tell 100 more of your friends we're coming, because we're not going to kick your door and we'll blow the roof off your house. Join the family. Join the family for the next 30 years and be part of the revolution here. And as Les Brown says, you all have greatness in you. We'll take it 2 steps further. We got your back and we believe in you. And how many people would say that? And as I always say, men, be in shape for your wives and girlfriends. Same thing with women. Be in shape for your men or your boyfriends. It's that important. We want you with us for the next 30 years, and I'm sure you want to be with us. Mark, before we leave, give everybody out there, and I know I'm putting you on the spot a little bit, but you're pretty quick. What advice would you give everybody in the family today to walk away with among this great show we just did? But if there was a one-liner that you would say to somebody right now, what would it be?
I would say it's attack with integrity and be guided by love.
Beautiful. Well, Mark, thanks for being on, brother.
Always a pleasure, my friend.
And it's always an honor to have you here. So for Mark Lumbaga, this is Eric Fiorello. Like I said, the show will be up tonight or tomorrow. We'll have Mark on in January. And you know what? The world and life is asking you to do something great. Do it. Be part of it. You're all winners and champions. Like I said, at night tonight, tell yourself you love yourself. I really love myself. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we will talk to you soon. Thanks.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.